Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Conspiracy theories. The reason I want to bring it up this morning, because Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, he was there, guys. There has been about 14 people, astronauts and also cosmonauts, that have stood on the moon, on the surface of the moon. Buzz, he's now 94. So he's an old chap.
What's his real name?
Buzz Aldrin.
Is Buzz short for something?
It would be. Like, is it like
Barry?
Albert? Or
oh, Albert.
Bunjamin.
Bunjamin. Oh, that's right. Thank you.
Could be.
Remember, we interviewed Buzz Aldrin, couldn't shut him up there for a while. Remember, I think we just said we had 5 minutes with him. 20 minutes later, we had to wind him up.
Mm. So really? just get back to that part where you stepped onto the moon, Buzz. Did we really interview him? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
What an honour.
Yep. Yeah, we did, and he. I think we asked him one or two questions, and it went for 10 minutes.
Can I ask a really ignorant question?
Yeah.
Is Neil Armstrong still with us? No.
No, he passed, didn't he?
No one sees him. And I mean, Buzz Aldrin, the last time I saw him was in a Louis Vuitton promo.
Really?
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong died 12 years ago, guys. 2012.
Rest in peace, Neil.
No silly questions here.
Thank you.
That's how you learn. For the safe space. Always ask questions.
And that person becomes the smartest man in the room.
Mm. Or woman.
Or woman. I'm not fussed by the gender. I don't see gender.
We've had ideas just on the moon as well. We've had ideas over the years to send Whipper, the first man from Nova, to be sent to the moon.
Mm. Really? It'd be expensive.
But Tommy, that nearly got through, didn't it? But unfortunately it fell through at the last minute with budgets and stuff.
I could die.
Well, we spent too much money on the Hot Wheels record.
Right. But wouldn't you send something else into space? Why didn't you put Whip in instead of the can of spaghetti or whatever
it was? Big John's tomato spaghettis. Do you know the funny thing is, Tom, if I was to go up and die, how weird would that be?
A lot of paperwork.
When we're called Nova and a supernova is the death of a star.
Is it?
Yeah, so I'd be the star that dies.
One small step for man.
One giant step for radio. Radio
just
kind.
Make sure you give your Bitcoin codes to Lisa before you go. Remember that.
Might give them to Tom.
Maybe we'll start. We'll put you in a hot air balloon first.
I don't
see
want a
how
hot air
that
balloon.
Goes.
They're so you want me in a wicker basket, a flammable basket with an open flame, and no way of guiding where we go.
One small step for man.
Heard you the first time, Neil.
They do look beautiful.
Hot air balloons?
Yeah, but
dumbest idea in the world.
They don't have a great track record.
Up there with the running of the bulls, I reckon.
Oh, running of the bulls is the most ridiculous thing in the world.
No, it's not. That's exhilarating. I'd love to do that.
All yours, mate. All yours. Let's get back to Buzz because someone has come up to him and said, "You are full of rubbish. You never stood on the moon. Why won't you swear on the Bible that you stood on the moon and the landing in 69 was real? Why won't you?"
That's the one thing that fires him up.
Buzz, at the age of 94, has socked this bloke in the nose.
Yeah, you can't.
He's so sick of it.
Old people start doing that, don't they?
He punched him straight in the nose. Yeah. Gave this guy blood nose at the age of 94. Well done, Buzz. So you should. Because when you got back to this planet called Earth, everyone went, bullshit.
Yeah, can you imagine your whole life work, your biggest achievement, is everyone telling you that it
didn't happen,
really exist?
Oh, my God.
I mean, we have so much in common.
A girl that I grew up with, she's just left her husband because he's become a conspiracy theorist. His whole Facebook page has turned into all these theories, Kate.
What's he into? Like COVID and 5G?
I'm not quite sure, but she said, "I just couldn't deal with it anymore. It started with the pandemic, Kate, and then it's just got worse." And she said, "I just could not do it." He's turned into a different man.
Is it paranoia? There must be some level of illness attached.
Lisa's sister's a little bit like this. She gets into it. What about the guy we spoke about a while ago, and he built a rocket in his backyard so he could shoot himself up high enough to take photos of the Earth to prove that it was flat?
What?
And unfortunately, I mean, he could have spent $49 and got on an aeroplane to have a look and you would see the curvature. Or just go on Google search and you can see images. And there's other option.
Can we go to Clint? Clinton's given us a call from Ropes Crossing. Have you got a conspiracy theory, Clint?
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Yeah, what is it, Clint?
Good.
That's Stevie Wonder. Do you reckon he's really blind?
Oh, that is a great question. We saw him catch the microphone stand, Clint.
This is not...
yeah.
Oh, what do you reckon, Clinton?
I reckon he can see, eh?
You reckon he's a show?
Why?
I already built it on all these years.
What's your proof, though?
Just catch a microphone falling out of nowhere and not see it.
I know, that's extraordinary. To see the microphone get knocked and then Stevie's hand comes out and catches it.
He
can hear it.
Hearing would be amazing.
Go on.
Mark Bosnich has got a story as well. He won't let me tell it, though. He said, Fitzy, if I'm going to tell that story, I'll write it in a book. But he reckons that there's a story where he's sure he was at a party and Stevie Wonder could see him.
He can find things in a room. Yeah.
Well, I think Boz kicked a soccer ball at him and he saved it.
He did.
If we got that grab of Shaquille O'Neal talking about Stevie Wonder.
True story. We lived in a building on Wilshire. So you park your car and the valet's down there. So I'm already in the building. I'm coming through the lobby. Door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in, says, "What's up, Shaq?" Presses the button. Hold on, true story. Presses the button, gets off on the floor, bathtub, goes to his room. I went and called every person I knew and told the story. They believe me.
Extraordinary. He's a shunk.
What, Shaq? And,
well, the fact that he
Someone's... Don't worry.
Wasn't his aftershave that gave it away. He knew Shaq was there.
Yeah, but maybe he could hear the way Shaq's steps, like the heaviness of his shoes and stuff.
And then he weighs 300 kilos.
And then was able to press the button in the elevator. How did you know?
Because he knows where the button is. It's the building he lives in.
There's 30 in there, and he got it right. You don't reckon he stops at every floor on the way up?
Steve in Harrington Park, conspiracy theory, Steve.
What do you got, Steve?
G'day, guys. This is definitely not my theory, but it's a mate of someone I know. He believes that when the planes make those lines in the sky, he believes that signals to other countries and other planets in a Morse code sort of style.
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails, yeah.
Are they poisoning people or something? Isn't that? I know someone that is mad for that theory.
Yeah.
Like I said, he's not a mate of mine.
No.
Sure, it's like Steve. Dad.
I think he's a... He's a mate of Bob Marley's, I think.
Oh, right. They call them chemtrails, but they're contrails because it's condensation out of the back
of
the plane.
Right.
That's all it is. It's hot engine.
Sorry, guys. I've got an answer for your... when you said about Neil Armstrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did die. He died a few years ago now. And it was around the time that Michael Jackson died.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a joke going around that now God's got two moonwalkers.
Oh, that was good. I was very nervous. About your jokes,
Tom. I have not seen Tom just move so quickly towards the dump button then.
Yeah, it's ready for a huge
Tom
dump.
But well done, Steve.
That's quite a good one. Can you still say that one, you think?
I think you can. That's a friendly one.
Yeah, that's fine. That.
Steve's delivered it beautifully.
Leah in Kirrawee.
Hi,
Leah.
All right, what's your conspiracy theory, Leah?
Well, I want to say that I'm a critical thinker because I can think outside the box.
I like that.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Okay.
Anyway, I went and had coffee with the Freedom Fighters the other day. There is these people called Freedom Fighters. They wear yellow shirts and they're standing up for all of us against the government. Anyway, he had these tins, and what he did with the tin was he put the phone in the tin while we're having coffee so the phone couldn't track us and listen. If you look at each other's phones, you'll see that they send algorithms to each of you. So each of whatever you're thinking or talking about, the phone starts sending you messages, ads, on that stuff. So our phones in the tin and then we're trying to ring it. And it didn't even ring. So it was amazing, but it was really funny.
And who's listening, Leah?
Hey.
Who's listening? If it wasn't in the tin, who's... Who's picking it up? The government?
Come on, Leah.
Even you're laughing at yourself, Leah.
Who's tuning in to your conversation with the Freedom Fighter?
But it's just the phone tracks you. Now they've got tracking in the phone.
Mm. You're right.
So you don't want your conversation listened to.
Leah, I agree with you. You have a conversation with a friend about, I don't know, about a yo-yo, and then an hour later you jump on your Insta and there's...
Hey, you're awake. Yeah. Good on you, 50.
Yeah, no, yeah, No, we're listening as well, Leah. I just love that you're giggling like a naughty schoolgirl this early in the morning. This happened with
It was really funny. Oh. No, it was funny. We're sitting there in the coffee shop and we, you know, he rocked up with all these bag of tins.
Oh,
like, I mean, I believe in it, but this was the next level and it was really funny. But
that's awesome.
I was watching Netflix on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I had it on the TV. It wasn't actually watching. And my girlfriend and I were talking about actresses and stuff and movies we've watched on the weekend. We're talking about Olivia Colman, who'd been in the Eastern Suburbs recently.
Yeah.
And then an ad for
you're kidding me.
The thing for The Crown came up. I think they were listening to us.
So they heard everything?
Did you put your phone in a tin?
You had a tin. You had a bucket on your head. You were dressed like Ned Kelly.
But you know what? The six empty tins next to you probably didn't help.
Come on, mate.
Now that is.
Good old days.
Hang on, mate. Leave it behind.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.